Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yek an azan şa gafil meşo ke mabada nigah mi kuned tu aga neshovi. Says that it is not right for you to remain unmindful of that king for 1 second. For perhaps it may be that he just focuses towards you and you are not paying attention. For his focus, for his blessings to get you, you need to be focused. Like if the rain is coming, then you need to have the vessel in the right manner. If you got it straight or you got it turned the other way around, the rain will come but you will get left out. So similarly, for the blessings of Allah Ta'ala to reach you, your mind and your heart needs to be focused towards Him. So His blessings can come at any time, day, night, afternoon, morning. The appropriate thing is to be focused in His direction. When it comes, you are receiving. You aren't unmindful. That is why the moments that you've got, appreciate them and don't consider them to be insignificant. These moments, they may seem to be small, short moments, but those moments must be appreciated. Don't ever underestimate them. Now, for example, the 2 rakats of Tarawih has ended. From the time it has ended till the next 2 rakats, next set of namaz commences, make some zikr. You can't make it verbally in your mind, but do something. You are going to make your wuzu, for example. So from the masjid to the wuzu khana, then don't remain neglectful, don't remain unmindful, read something. Maybe that one istighfar you make, maybe that one kalima you read, it just gained the acceptance of Allah Ta'ala, or aapka kaam ban gaya. But he said, no, I'll read it when I get the ideal time. Mind will be at ease, I'll be placed well, then I'll make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And that time may not come. These moments that are passing, exploit those moments. Our lifestyle is slightly different to the lifestyle of India. Are we going to work, for example, from Spingo, you're going to town or elsewhere to work, going home, whatever it is. Now, rather than those moments going by wasted, we have a tasbih in the hand. You're traveling alone. Most people prefer traveling alone, alright? No problem traveling alone. But have a tasbih. Don't switch on the radio. Leave that radio, leave the tape. Complete your tasbihat. Read your Durood Sharif. One brother used to say, one friend, he used to be living in Richmond and he had his business in Durban somewhere. So he used to be traveling quite regularly from Durban to Richmond, Richmond to Durban. And in that, he used to be completing about 4 siparas every day, 4 or 5 siparas. So it's a bra sasta soda. Why let it go? You're all alone. There's nobody with you in the motor car. You can even cry. Ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Ask His help. Recite Quran Sharif. Make istighfar. La ilaha illallah. And if you aren't going to do that, then your time is going to be taken away in other things. Now, let's listen to the radio, or what is the price of the oil, what is the price of the petrol, what's happening in Afghanistan. Now you make it a daily routine, and your half an hour is going on that, 20 minutes, 1 hour is going on that. In that same time, how much you could have achieved, how much you could have acquired. But no, no, I want to listen to the news, what's happened here, what's happened in America, what happened in Japan, what is the dollar price, what is the rand price, and what is the pound. But how does it affect you? How is the stock market, what is the... Then you come to the circle of friends and the same things are being discussed again. Then you'll find a scapegoat. No, this Bush, he is the problem. He's causing all this mishmasti. Because of his masti, now we have to pay for all that. But who asked you to go in that direction? Those moments you had were precious moments. Say, La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, astaghfirullah. Maybe Bush also get hidayat. Who knows? It's, you say, make zikr, make tasbihat. Maybe he gets hidayat. At least you'll speak against him. You won't get hidayat, he won't get hidayat. Both of us will lose. Yeah, at least you will gain, and if Allah Ta'ala wills, he also will get hidayah. That is why one Buzur saw someone swearing shaitan, said, but I don't waste your time. That person is mardood already. You don't have to make him more mardood. You do your work now. You do your work, you make subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And if you really want to despise shaitan, he'll get more despised if you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Someone asked about Yazid. How is it to curse Yazid? So Mufsar's reply was, these are Ahlullah, you see, these people are, they are living in a different plane. Though they are Udas, but it looks like they are from a different plane, from a different planet they are. So he says that that person who's confirmed his seat in Jannah, he can curse. You haven't confirmed, you don't know where you sat, standing where he's standing. Just now, Yazid will turn around and say, but you are worse off when you're cursing me. It's possible, isn't it, that you are worse off. And then, ulta tum mere upar mujhe kuste ho, lekin tum kusne ke laik hai. You are worthy of curse, you're cursing me. So this moment that you have got, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, zara qadar karo, awqat ki qadar kar, qadar dani karo. You don't know which moment you will just gain Allah Ta'ala's fazl. You're in your cubicle now, right? The better thing was try and stay awake, pair up. One person makes namaz while the other person rests, the other person rests while this person makes namaz. If you can't even do that, then don't talk in that cubicle. Think of Allah Ta'ala. If you can't sit down, lie down. Qiyamu wa qu'udan wa ala junubim. In whichever posture that is easy, manageable, it's subhanallah, durud sharif, istighfar. Okay. At night you got up again. And for a few moments, make again istighfar, tawbah. You don't know, Allah Ta'ala ko taras aajayega. Allah Ta'ala will feel mercy on you. My banda, he doesn't have that stamina to get up, but the moment, the time that he is awake, then he is not neglectful. He remembers me. Or he's not doing the maximum, but those moments that he's awake, then that for that moment that he's awake, then he remembers me. You know, Allah Ta'ala will just feel sorry for you, Allah Ta'ala will just take pity on you, and he will bless you. All those moments that we are awake, then we're sitting down, some discussion, some this, that, then really it's not showing the type of gratitude that is expected of us. So these moments are very, very precious, very valuable. Someone can read Quran Sharif, someone make tilawat. If you can't do that, you got a kitab, then read that kitab. Some muzakara, some ta'aleem, whatever. It must be pointing in that direction. Whether it is ta'aleem, whether it is zikr, whether it is Quran Sharif tilawat, whether it is dua. Whatever form, whichever way, but as long as you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now today is the 23rd night. We do not know. It can be the Shab-e Qadr tonight as well. We don't know. Nobody knows. Today it could be 25th, it could be 27th, it could be. And then for the whole year, this thing won't come around again. This comes here only for this 10 days. This is like a season. And then the whole year you'll battle, you'll struggle, but you won't get this coming again for the whole year. You must wait for the whole year again, it'll come again. ask the businessman what preparations he doesn't make for that season. Seasonal business, what preparation he doesn't make. All, every arrangement, everything is bought, everything is there in advance. Right. Right. The prawn shop also will know, right? Saturday night, Sunday night is a business. Yeah? You know, Saturday night, Sunday night, must get all the killer prawns. But before that, all the orders are made. All right, I'm estimating our salary is about 50 kilos. So you think now he'll wait for Saturday after Maghrib to go and get that prawns? No prawns. No, all the intizam he'll make. Every intizam, all the masalas, all the type of spices, everything is there. The coke is there also, because you need to have the coke to push in. Yeah? You don't have coke, can't push. Right. So everything is arranged. Now the time comes, so he's not looking helter-skelter, and the customers also are feeling very comfortable. They are enjoying the whole thing. So we need to look at deen like that, that this is an opportunity. Those moments will come, we do not know that they will ever repeat themselves. The Sheikh has got an incident of a buzurg. He went to one Qabristan. Like it is customary, you make some dua and you pass on the sawab to the deceased. So he did that and he went away. In his dream he sees that all the people of the grave, they came out, and the gifts that were presented, they came to receive their gifts. Now people come around, they make some Quran Sharif tilawat or dua, whatever it is, they are gifts now. So all the inmates of the grave, they are coming out and they come to receive their gifts, and they're going back to their places. Then he sees that this one old chacha there, that he is not worried in the least. He is reclining against his grave, he's not worried about anything. Right, chacha, what's wrong with you now? Everybody else is coming to receive their share, and you, tumhe to bara itminan hai, koi dunya mein koi fikar pari nahi hui, got no worry in the world, what's wrong with you? So the chacha says, why must I worry? I got a son, every day without fail he recites one complete Quran Sharif and he sends a sawab. So when I'm getting billions on this side, yeah, this girl is playing around with small 2 cents and 3 cents here, and I'm getting billions, why must I worry about the two, three cents aside? So who's your son? So no, my son, he's in that bazaar there, he makes mitais, sweet meats, and he sells. So that's the business. Which bazaar? He caught the bazaar, the name of the child, everything. He went there. Oh, are you that boy? Which boy? The chacha that passed away some years ago. Yeah, I'm that boy. How much, now he wants to see that, whether his dream is true or not true. How much do you recite every day? No, I read one Quran every day. MashaAllah, excellent. So he saw that the dream of his is true, correct. Some days later, maybe some years, whatever it was, he comes around the same place, goes to the Qabristan, makes dua and all that, and then goes to rest again. Again he sees the dream. Now, when those gifts are thrown to the people of the grave, the inmate of the grave, this chacha is also coming around, and he also is coming to take his share. Chacha, but last time you were acting very, very independent. You had an, like we say nowadays, you had an attitude. No? Grave, you can't have attitude, obviously. You can't be proud there. The other time you had an attitude that time. No, you didn't come to collect the small gift. Today, now, the small gift also you're coming. What's wrong? So now my child that used to be sending the sawab, he is no more now. He passed away. So I also need it like the rest of the people need, you know. So child is passed away. Yeah, I passed away. So you know, check up, went to the same mitai shop, so you know, just a few days ago that child passed away. So these moments that we have, they are very precious moments. One person went to one Qabristan, made dua and all that, and after the dua even slept. So this inmate of the grave is telling him, but you know, when you were passing the Qabristan, you were reading Subhanallah bihamdi and Subhanallah al-Azim, whatever you were reading, can't you pass me some of that, and I will give you the 70,000 Quran khatam sawab. 70,000 khatams of the Quran Sharif, I will give it to you, And then one tasbih of Subhanallah, bihamdi Subhanallah al-Azim, you pass on the thawab to me. Now, you know, a businessman, he is very skeptical. He wants to know, he don't want to just give away things, you see. When you're in business, you know, why is it going so cheap? You know, thing is going, and it's going very cheap, but why is it going so cheap? Businessman thinks like that. Or is it a reject, no value for it, or it's no more in the market now? Why is it going so cheap? So you want to know, but why are you bargaining like this? He says, you see, we are allowed to recite Quran Sharif. In the grave, we are allowed to do the things of our choice. So I prefer reciting Quran Sharif. But that recitation of the Quran Sharif doesn't bring me any sawab. In this period, I've completed 70,000 khatams for the days that I'm here. But you know that one Subhanallah bihamdi Subhanallah Azim that you will read, that will fetch sawab. And the sawab for you is more than the 70,000 of Quran khatams that I am making in the grave here. See? So this zindagi, this life, whatever is done in that life, that has got a value. After that, whatever you do, it's got no value. That's got no value. The value is here. So that's why I say, those that are in the kitchen, they're in the kitchen also, rather than talking. Where you need to talk, we talk. But after that, see, the some of the description that was given of this ummah in the previous scriptures, that they will hymn the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you pass by them, by their masjid, etc., you will get the echo, like the echo of the buzzing of bees, you know. They'll be hymning Allah ta'ala's praises. So in the kitchen also, someone saying subhanallah, subhanallah, durud sharif, so softly. You don't have to read loudly, don't make an azan of it. Softly, you reading yours, he is making his. You carry on. The worst thing is to sit down and discuss. Remember, that's the worst thing. Anybody that is going for Hajj or Umrah, this is the standard thing that I tell them. Go and sit in the masjid at a spot that nobody knows you and you don't know anybody. Must be ever ready to make khidmat where there is a need to make khidmat for anybody, old chacha or any old person, needy person. And moreover, the people coming from your country, because you're speaking one language, you know each other. If they need any help, then be there for them. But otherwise, go in that corner of the masjid, you don't know anybody and they don't know you. Like this i'tikaf and all that comes once in the year. This 10 days also comes once in the year, then it doesn't come. And you try how hard, you'll never get it again. Until the coming year. And the odd nights also is just 5 odd nights, out of which one has already ended and the next half of it is already ended. So you only got another 3 odd nights. After the 23, you got only 3, 25th, 27th and 29th. See, 2 have already gone, 1 is gone already, the second one, half of it is gone, and you've got just 3. Now you won't smell it again right till the next year. Same in Hajj and Umrah, you won't get the Haramain anywhere in the world. Will you get anywhere? Even Khajur and Zamzam you'll get now in IDUSN, you'll get also. Khajur shop, Islamic kitab shop, you'll get it here. But Haramain you won't get anywhere. So you won't get the Haramain anywhere, then go and spend your time there. Rather than going in the shopping mall here, there, you go into the Haramain. And go take that spot, nobody knows you. You're doing your thing. That time has passed now, alhamdulillah. You feel it is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala allowed you to have the correct time management. You know, you made so much, some khatam here, you made so much of tasbihat. Mufti Farooq Sab had that i'tikaf at his place. It was an old chacha there, it was bedridden. And he came for the i'tikaf, he said, let's take me there. In that whole i'tikaf, he couldn't recite Quran Sharif at all. So, in that state that he was, he recited about 500,000 Qul Huwallah. 500,000 Qul Huwallah, imagine. What is 500,000? 500,000 Qul Huwallah. Yeah, zikr types. I'm not doing my malmulat. कितना मामूल है भाई, नो 200 टाइम लाई लाई ला, 200 टाइम लाई लाई यू कैन कंप्लीट नेक्स्ट डे, दैट ओल्ड चाचा देयर इज बेड रिडन वेटिंग टू डाई एंड इन दैट एतिकाफ पीरियड ही कंप्लीटेड हाउ मच 500,000 रियली आई फेल सो एम्बैरस्ड दैट दिस ओल्ड चाचा इज वेटिंग टू डाई एंड ही हैज हिज हार्डली गॉट स्ट्रेंथ एंड ही फिनिश्ड हाफ अ मिलियन कुलवल्लास व्हाट वी डूइंग Where there's a will, there's a way. And you don't want to do a thing, then you can find 101 excuses. You can't find the time. You go, just take one tasbih, go sit one corner, retire, and just carry on. Just carry on. Someone comes to talk to you, and straight away just get into the light. Where I learned that trick, by the Kaaba Sharif, after the tawaf, after the namaz, they try and clear that place, you see. They clear the place. After the namaz, or after the tawaf, they can't clear the place. You know? So some of our Indian brothers, they want to read namaz by the multazam or something. Right? So what they do is, they know that the police will catch them and chase them away. If they're in the qiyam position, the police will move them away. They're in the qiyam position, the police will push them away, break the namaz and chase them away. So what they do, from the qiyam position straightly they dive into sajda. So the police say, hey, sajda se kisi ko hatana, how can you ever do that? You can't take the person from sajda. So similarly, you take one corner, you don't have to be rude, you don't have to be abrupt, but as you read tasbih, you know someone is coming, straight away get into namaz, right? He can't hurt you. And then you can stretch the namaz, you can read 500 kulwal also in that one rakat. You can't do anything. He can't come. Yeah, if it's a genuine call, they will trust you. If it's not genuine, or that tea is ready, coffee is ready, that can carry on. Ready, not ready, is not a problem. So this correct time management is about the most important thing. Very, very important. The few moments you have got for your own sake, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for your own akhirat, appreciate them, appreciate those moments. You don't know which la ilaha illallah, which istighfar, which dua, which durud sharif of yours will just gain its acceptance. And who knows if it may be, if you all get into some tilawat or some type of zikr or whatever it is, then Allah Ta'ala may just feel mercy, just feel sorry for us. And he may just accept few people, but when Allah Pak accepts, he'll accept everybody. Then he won't say that, alright, I'll only accept this person here. Because it's like 50 people that are waiting outside the door of a generous person knocking at the door for some time. One, two people may be knocking, right? But when the generous person opens the door, he won't give that one person. He'll give everybody. So, this is how we need to have it, and we carry on. Everybody tries. You try make tasbih, zikr, namaz, urushid, some kitab. You know? And when you divide your ibadat, then it's easy to carry on, continue. If you just do one type of ibadat, then sometimes it becomes difficult. So distribute it. You distribute your time, some time in zikr, some time in tasbih, some time in Quran Sharif, some time in reading some kitab. You distribute your ibadat, you'll find this, you can achieve more, you can get more out of it. Use your time valuably. Allah Ta'ala accept all our ibadat and forgive our shortcomings, and let us appreciate this moment that He's given us. So the news, Bilal said that Dr. Farooq is not feeling too well. Cancer spread through his body, make dua for him.